It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, Social Engagement Manager for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
This week, a well-known Sacramento lighting and furniture company was acquired. What was behind the deal?
We are talking about Lumens, which was founded in 2004 and has three sites in Sacramento. This local company was acquired by Y Design Group, which is based out of Walnut Creek, and it is a fast-growing company along the same industry lines as Lumens. The deal was effective Tuesday, and the companies say, as we hear in a lot of these situations, that joining forces will make them stronger.
What does this mean for employees and customers?
We won't expect any major changes, at least from a customer standpoint. Customers won't see changes at the three local sites. And also the company says that we won't expect any major staffing changes as a result of this news. The company employs 113 people across its three sites. And most importantly, Jim Steeb will remain president of Lumens.
There's some good news for hungry people who don't feel like cooking but don't want to leave the house. The food delivery service DoorDash entered the market this week. Is there room for another one of these companies?
We've heard about a lot of these services lately. There are some that are locally based and others that come from places such as the Bay Area, like DoorDash. So there certainly are a lot of options, but it seems like the appetite is remaining strong. San Francisco-based DoorDash did opt for an interesting strategy when it launched this week. It's focusing on the suburbs first, instead of downtown and midtown, which is what Caviar and Postmates did. They opted for the downtown-midtown area instead of the suburbs.
So how does DoorDash work?
Well, it is similar to Caviar and Postmates. Customers can use a mobile app or the desktop version to order food from a variety of local restaurants. Now, of course, there is a delivery fee, and sometimes the delivery can take a while. They generally aim for under an hour, but there are no guarantees. The delivery fee for DoorDash in particular is $4.99, though there are special rates available as the company launches locally.
There was another delivery service in the news this week. A Sacramento-based service called Food Jets has stopped taking orders. What happened?
Food Jets debuted last year. You probably saw their jet-themed vehicles riding around the city. They are taking a break for a little while to retool their business model a bit. They expect to relaunch in September. When they return to the delivery scene, you will see some changes. Now, before the company delivered prepackaged restaurant meals, generally in less than 10 minutes. Under the new changes, it will retool the business model to deliver food directly from restaurants, which means we won't see those prepackaged containers. And this also means that the delivery time might take a little longer.
What does it say about the industry?
Well, it just shows how many of these food delivery services are entering the area. And as the pool of delivery options expands, we might see more services rethink their business models and adjust accordingly based on the competition.
All right, now that we've covered food, how about beer? It seems like every week there's something new going on in the local beer scene.
We have two major developments to talk about this week. Big Sexy Brewing Company, which is a brewery that's in the works in an industrial area on 88th Street. This brewery has been in the works for quite some time now, but it appears as if an opening date is within sight. They are aiming to open in early August. Also, another beer business that's been in the works for quite some time now, Brewco. This is a taproom that I've followed for about a year now. They have secured a site at 9th and K Streets. They expect to open in conjunction with Golden One Center in October, and they plan to have a variety of taps, about 40 is what the owners are planning at this point, offering both beer and wine. So it shows that the appetite is still very strong for these beer-related businesses. It also shows that these things can kind of take time to materialize. We followed both Big Sexy and Brewco for more than a year now, and they plans are materializing, but it shows that these businesses have to sustain a following as they attempt to secure permits and overcome any other obstacles to construction.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.